Most High. Woo! Glory. If you will be led by the Spirit, be led of the Spirit. Let him that hath an ear to hear what the Spirit says. That Spirit is the Spirit of God. That Spirit is life and life abundantly. I first want to start out with a story. 2 weeks ago, Saturday, my brother invited me to a men's breakfast down at his Baptist church. Personally, I love the Baptists because I love my brother. But they're good people. But I got to sit across from his new pastor. He's probably in his 30s. Boy, hunger and thirst for my name's sake. Man, was it a hunger. He's had such a hunger for people. Well, anyway, I listened to him talk. And as he talked, he kept on asking these three guys a question. Because what had happened in the last 2 months, he had started playing basketball with some of the younger people, and he's tore his Achilles tendon. And I knew all about that, but I also noticed I was watching his feet, and he no longer had anything on his foot, you know, the thing that like that balloon or anything. But I listened to what he said to the other men. He said, yeah. He said, I'm not sure. And I have my doubts. I love this. And he says, what I'm supposed to do? I don't know what God wants me to do. Well, I listened to that, and then a young man, which so happened to be my older brother, stood up, and he gave the word. You know, I believe that in our hearts, God will talk to us. If we will but listen and obey. Not just listen, but listen and obey. And my brother got up, and he first said, first seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. How important that is. But then God directed a word right at the pastor. And this was the word. Corinthians, the 13th chapter. The 11th verse. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Stop right there. My brother concluded that. The pastor said, great word, great word. This is the first time I ever met that pastor. I love meeting people for the first time. I looked at him, I said, did you hear God's answer and what he said? He looked at me, he said, what? I said, he said, when I was a child, I said, you just told these four guys in your younger days, you didn't know when it was time to quit. Now, my cousin Kurt's sitting up there, and my wife and his wife know exactly well what I'm talking about. I didn't know it was time to quit until I was 42 years old. But I knew it was time to put up childish things, especially when a 12-year-old put a spike right here in my face. And I got 35 stitches. And on the way to the hospital, I started saying a word. My daughter might laugh at this. My face is not the base. And next week, I had a T-shirt that said exactly that. And the umpire cracked up. And I said, that's not funny. But that's when I knew it was time to grow up. So I'm talking to the pastor. I go like this. The word of God spoke to you. It said to have ears to hear what the Spirit would say. But it doesn't do you no good to hear it if you don't apply it. It needs to be applied. That word needs to go down deep where it can strengthen the inner man to where the outer man be weak, the inner one be strong. Let him that is weak say he is strong. That's what the word says. Okay, that's all I have to say about that. This is like a tube. I'm going to go over and say this. 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know not that you were Gentiles carried away to these drunk, dumb idols, however you were led. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus the accuser, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm getting into the place where I'm going to start teaching the kids how to judge the spirits, know the spirits. That's one of the ways. No one can call him Lord except by the Holy Spirit. This is how we want to talk. This is how we want to communicate. And I will tell them, for they're so young, this is how we want you to grow up. Knowing the Spirit of God. Knowing who you can trust. It says, now there are different divers of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but at the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. I stopped there this morning when I was reading that again. Profit for all. How many is all? You need to get excited about that. When I think of that, I know no one's left out. No matter what this eye sees or these ears hear, God is on the throne. His mercy endureth forever. He has new mercies, fresh and anew every day. Because he knows his children. He knows the creation that he made. He knows what he's going to do. Another of faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healings by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophesy. To another, discerning of the spirits. To another, different kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. But by one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. Woo-wee. You know why I'm glad I'm here today, besides seeing Sam, but seeing all you, and Sam's family, by the way, and all you, because you know what? When we gather in the name of Jesus, where two or more are gathered in his name, we're in his presence. That might not mean a whole lot to you, but it means a whole lot to me. We're in his presence. I'm thankful today for the very breath we can breathe that we know we didn't earn it. God has our breath. He breathes in us. We breathe out. We praise him in every breath that we have. The last verse in Psalm is, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. That's going to happen. That's going to happen. And it says, here's, listen to this. For as the body is one and has many members, I'm talking to everyone out here, but all the members that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. We're spread apart here. We're out here. And I got another story to tell you. One year we was at camp, and it was the very first day. And knowing how I am, nothing planned, but always trusting in the Holy Ghost to lead. That's my plan, trust in God. If you have trouble speaking, trust in God. He'll give you the utterance of that which to say. Trust in God. So my classes could be held down in like a, oh, what is it called? A valley. There's a pulpit down there in the valley. And there's all kinds of chairs and they're separated. And I probably have, I'm going to say, between 12 and 15 teenagers down there with me. And the Lord told me to go get hot water. Get a bunch of clean rags. Bring a couple chairs down. Anybody know what we're going to have before I say it? We're going to have a foot wash. Now the Lord was in this. I want to tell you what he said to me. He said, I want you to look up and see where they're at. They were spread all over the place. So I began to invite the first one, the closest one to me. Got them all washed. And finally washed my own feet. The Holy Spirit, while I'm down there, he said, I want you to look up and see my glory. I looked up and they were all sitting together right there. You know why? Because they had all things in common. I remember the first time we got together and was praying back in the back room. Needless to say, I was a little upset because you guys took each other's hand. Not in my house. And that's what the Lord tells us. Not in my house. So I came in between you and started holding, and then the brothers did too. We just held hands. In his hands. Listen, children, you've asked me. I don't know if Jesus is black. I also don't know if he's white. I do know this. He's got the blood that took care of every one of us. And in that blood, we live, we move, and we have our being. There's victory in Jesus. And all that black and white don't mean nothing to me. And I'd say it don't mean nothing to him either. Our God is a consuming fire. You're not going to like this, but we need to pray that he consume us. Why? Because the only thing that's going to remain is going to be him. Let him receive all the glory. Glory upon glory upon glory. God's an awesome God. He's greater than we ever thought. If we will but believe the word of God and be challenged, be a people of challenge to believe it and to honor him in it. There's a sign behind me that says, Jesus never fails. I get sick and tired of hearing people say that because they say it like this. Jesus never failed. And I want to say, you mean yet? Depending on how they say it. They're waiting on him to fail. They got a long wait. Because he never does. He never will. Depend upon him. And you will be strengthened. I love the conviction of the Holy Spirit. It keeps us straight. The road straight and narrow. That gate's small. But I want to tell you something. It's wide open when you knock on it. It's an open door. He who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. While I'm here telling you all that, I might as well tell you. I talked to the kids a little bit about baptism this morning. By the way, I didn't know if you guys think this is okay, but I love when your kids laugh. Because in my class, that's legal. They're allowed to do that. So they do it a lot. Anyway. But I was talking to them about baptism. Because your daughter wants to be baptized. And your son does. But I told him what I heard you say. No, not now. To him. But I tried to tell him, I said, listen, normally we baptize when we baptize, we'll baptize anywhere from 2 to 3 and surprisingly up sometimes to 5 or more. I love when we don't have all the plans, but God does. Moving of a spirit, that's what it's called. But anyway, so I encourage them to wait until after spring because the water's really cold. And no matter if I boil water, that water's going to be really cold. But I think it was Mark or somebody told you about when we had the tank down at church. We had a big tank down at church, the old church.
and it was basically in ground three quarters of the way. Outside ground, by the way. Outside ground's very cold in the winter. We poured, and we had it hooked up to the hot water tank to bring hot water up there. It was still cold. It was still real cold. I didn't know if people actually, the Holy Spirit was moving. I wasn't going to doubt it. And they came out speaking in tongues, or the water was doing that to them. I don't know what it was. And Kurt, I told on you and me talking about when you were in the, I didn't say anybody's name other than yours and mine. Kurt said to me one time, he goes like this, I didn't know if I should have held that guy down just a little bit longer. Anyway, but you know, when they start fighting and splashing and stuff like that. Now, please don't think that I'm not giving God the glory, because it's all about God. But I want to tell you something. When we come up out of that water, it's still all about God. I mean, we might get, and I'm saying every hair on your head wet, but the truth is, to him be glorified. To him be magnified. You do realize that your children is the coming church. All the children are the coming church. I want the parents to know God is glorious. All your children are the coming church. And he's going to come. And come and come and come. Some of you are going to see your grandchildren, the coming church. Some people might see their great-grandchildren, the coming church. But it's all about God. It's all about him high and lifted up. So, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, everyone that within the ear of your voice, let them know that they know that they know. In your house, it's okay. In your house, it's not divided, it's multiplied. I love what you do, and you do it so well. So, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I ask every one of us in here, get out of the way and let you have your way. Have your way, Lord, merciful God. In Jesus' name we pray, and they all said, amen. And amen. If everyone wants prayer, you can come forward. If not, you go away and thank God for the rain.